Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and I'm sure you can see by the title, this is one of those topics that just irritates me to no end, and that's why I use the term ridiculous in my title. So today we're going to talk about the ridiculous, and let me stress that ridiculous concept of dirty bulking. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting and watching the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment. Anything you can do to interact with the channel is going to help the channel to grow, and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Now, today's video is sponsored by our good friends at letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. Go to the website, letsgetchecked.com, pick out whatever blood panels you want to order. They have everything for men and for women. Order what you need. They're going to ship it to you. Register the kits online. Get them your samples. Get them back. The quicker you get them back, the quicker you're going to get results. They're going to email you results extremely fast. They've got doctors and nurses there to help you with questions all around the clock. So check them out. Letsgetchecked.com. Coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. All right. So let's get into this one, the fun one. You know what? The reason I did this today is because all of a sudden, like on some message boards, I was like, what is going on here? I realize it's winter time, but it's like, it was like three or four different people talking about dirty bulking. And the minute I see that, I'm just like, jeez, here we go. It's one of those things, those sayings. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. It makes me cringe. So I'm going to give you in very, very short what my definition of dirty bulking is. People believe that it's a license to eat like a pig. Eat like whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want, with whatever you want on it. People believe that if they are dirty bulking, nothing's off limits. It doesn't matter because I'm trying to gain as much weight as I can, and I'm going to eat whatever I want, whenever I want. And I mean anything. There's so many problems with that. Let's look at the concept of what it's doing to your health internally. Okay? You start eating high saturated fats, for example. Start eating, you know, high amounts of sodium, high amounts of carbohydrates, processed foods, sugars, anything and everything under the sun that you can think of that's not good. Hydrogenated oils, palm oils, like all of these different types of things that we know are not good. Okay? And you start combining that. What starts to happen internally? Triglycerides, LDL, VLDL, total cholesterol, they're all going up. That's bad enough on its own, but isn't that even worse when you're using anabolic steroids that can also increase that? And you know what that can cause internally? That's a great way to start getting plaque buildup in your heart, clogging arteries. It's a great way to increase your blood pressure. It's a great way to gain a ton of unwanted fat. Which, by the way, when you're dirty bulking, obviously you can't sustain that kind of diet. And you're yo-yoing up with a ton of weight, which most are going to want to lose. Nobody wants to be a fat pig. So you're probably going to want to lose that weight. So on top of all of the internal strain that you're doing on your organs, you're going to yo-yo up and down probably a good amount, which is terrible to do on your joints, ligaments, and tendons. And you could definitely get some stretch marks depending on how much that you gain, which you're not going to like. And you're going to set a bad example for anybody that is around you that could be following you. What if you've got kids? What if you've got people that are, you know, watching what you're doing? That's something else. It gives people the wrong impression. And it shows a lack of discipline, a lack of consistency, and you could put yourself into a cycle of just continuously eating like that. Because let me tell you something, habits get formed very quickly and very easily, and they're a lot easier to form than they are to break. And you start getting into bad habits, and you do it, and your body gets used to it, and you get used to it, and you depend on it. And trust me, I've done this my whole life. And always with my diet. You get into those habits, it's pretty difficult to shake them. Some people are better at it than others, but you start doing something for a really long time and it becomes so routine and your body just gets used to it and wants it and needs it. Sometimes against your own will, you'll continue to do it. Even if you don't like it and even if you don't want to do it. You will. And you can't help it. Everybody goes through things like that in life. Some people it's like gambling. Some people it's drugs. Some people it's alcohol. Some people it's food. But it happens really fast. So be aware of that. There is no such thing as dirty bulking. Dirty bulking is just another way of saying eating like shit. Not to mention, on top of all of that, you go and do that while you're running a cycle. And how are you going to know what kind of muscle you gain when you're gaining just as much, if not more, fat? How are you ever going to see that? What's your idea? Oh, I'm going to gain all that muscle and all of a sudden I'm just going to lose all of the fat but keep all of the muscle. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. You're not going to gain a ton of fat, have some muscle underneath, and then start losing a bunch of fat and keeping all the muscle. That's not how it works. And if you have that in your head, please let it exit quickly because you live in an entirely different galaxy, universe, whatever you want to say. You're not here with us on the planet Earth. You're just not. So, seriously, if you are thinking about doing this or you see anybody doing it, explain to them that it is non-existent, it's not real, and it's only going to bring problems. I am not sitting here trying to tell everybody, especially when you're bulking, that you need to eat 100% perfect at all times. But I am saying that you cannot have this concept of dirty bulking where you just eat whatever you want, whenever you want, any day of the week, all day, all night, whatever. That it is insane. It is absolutely insane. If you're really, really one of those meathead bros that is lacking a full panel of brain cells and operating with one tiny one, please, somebody reach out and help these people. Please. Because they need it. Just understand there is no such thing as dirty bulking. There is something termed eating like a pig or eating like shit. And that's all it is. So, that being said, Dylan Jamelli, signing off.